Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome. Harmontown is now officially in session, everybody. Oh, yeah. What is this, day five, day six? I have no idea. We've been on tour, and it feels like we're members of the Donner Party. It's wild. I woke up and Spencer was gnawing on my leg. Please welcome the mayor of Harmontown to the stage, Mr. Dan Harmon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Everybody, calm down. Calm down. Sorry. No, it's okay. I didn't mean to yell at you. Well, tonight's going to be a very interesting night. I promise you that. Last night in Nashville, the episode is only just being uploaded. I almost hope none of you heard it. Control was lost. Things broke down. The audience was fantastic. They were wonderful. My drinking was unforgivable. The audience was loaded in and nice and early to escape the cold, and we did Jager bombs with them in the back, and I took the stage already pretty sloshy,
and yeah,
so we went up to the stage pretty tipsy, and then about 20 minutes into it, we had a representative, self-proclaimed hillbilly, come up and treat us to moonshine out of a jar, and then I took a sip, and then everything else is sort of a blackout until I listened to the recording today and was editing it. And I'll tell you this, I'll confide in you, Charlotte, because I'm relying on you to be a confidant tonight. We're gonna have a quiet, dignified, thoughtful, mature show, and I want to start with this confession to you. As an editor of Harmontown, I have never made more shame-based edits. To a Harmontown recording. Usually, if there's any editing of a Harmontown recording, what you're hearing is I'll just lift, like, you know, I'll go, hey, welcome to Harmontown, and some lady in the back will go, how is sucky dick? And I'll go, what did you say? And the mic won't pick her up. She said she wants to suck your dick, Jeff. I don't know. And then it'll be like kind of a weird, like, well, bring her up here, and then you'll hear kind of like a burp, 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 burp. Okay, take this mic. Take that mic. And I'll lift that stuff, so we'll just cut, you know.
Yeah.
We'll a nice tight. Oh, I suck your dick. Hey, what's your name? Nancy? I'll just lift things to keep the podcast listener happy. But this morning in the hotel room, as I was listening to the Nashville show, I was editing things because I was like, I sound like a monster. I sound like a. I don't want anyone or their mother to hear it.
There were some very long raps and very long songs that
I don't know if any of you are Beach Boys fans, but Brian Wilson had a period following that yeah. group's
post Kokomo,
yeah. where if you were hearing the words Brian Wilson, it was because he was just popping up at some venue and just sort of like just kind of Gary Busey-ing all over the place. I became Gary Busey last night. It was uncomfortable. There was a documentary crew there to film it, so when this movie comes out for $5 online, I'm sure you can watch me make an ass of myself. I'm sure that'll be what the movie's about. But that's why I decided that tonight is going to be... I picked this spot because, for you podcast listeners, the Comedy Zone here in Charlotte is... it couldn't be a better place to have an undersold show. It looks... it's sort of a concrete construction. I think Hitler killed himself here. We're in a Day of the Dead bunker. We are absolutely safe from anything that might happen outside. I don't think cell phones work down here. There's a lot of concrete around us. It's we're in our parents' basement. It's time to make stained glass and get hit with belts, and get to know each other. And I respect you guys. And I'm coming to you on my knees. Please forgive me for what happened in Nashville. Please let me find a new home here in Charlotte. Please let's get to know each other in an intelligent, sophisticated, mature way, Jeff. I want to have a decent show, a show you could bring your parents to, a little bit. And I think one of the serious things that we have to talk about is this Harmontown government that we're forming. I think it's time to cross the threshold, Jeff, of actually getting serious about this and saying, because we're going to colonize the moon or we're not. Like, in any case, I think it's time for Harmontown and its followers to say, this is who we are, this is what we believe, let's separate ourselves from the United States and everything else, and just become a criminal organization.
Yeah, but what if I don't believe in government? What if I don't like government?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't. Government's bad. Government's somebody telling somebody else what to do. We all agree with that. That's what the United States is founded on, the principle that people telling people what to do is a bad idea. Then somehow we got all caught up in doing it again. The people that defend it, they have to reduce themselves to weird mental riddles by going like, oh, you don't believe that? Well, what if someone was stepping on a baby's head? Well, I'm not in favor of stepping on a baby's head. You got me.
Well, then you should vote for so-and-so, because otherwise, baby's head is a step down.
Yeah, that's silly. You're stepping on a theoretical baby's head. You're bullying me. Everyone should be allowed to do whatever they want to do, right? Like we all agree with that. Everyone should be allowed to do whatever they want to do. Then there's this problem that we run up against where, what if me wanting to do whatever I want to do it interferes with someone else wanting to do whatever they want to do? So, tiny example. I want to smoke in this room, okay? I want to light up a cigarette because that's what I want to do. So then there's like a bunch of people going, I don't want to inhale your secondhand smoke. Very classic example. So there's got to be a way, Jeff, to create a rule, a system of thinking where we could walk through that scenario in the same way, like apply it to a serial killer. Like what? Like we don't have to have 8,000 laws. There's got to be a way, Jeff, to create like a little logarithm.
I think it's a thing called courtesy, self-awareness, awareness of your surroundings, and awareness of the needs and desires of other people. And that's something that people don't have enough of, right? Like, people just don't consider other people.
Do we have anybody here tonight that has, like, sort of this might be embarrassing. I understand if you don't want to participate in this. Raise your hand if you came alone. Okay.
The whole audience?
There's a whole table full of people that came alone. So you guys just got sat together because you're... Okay. All right. So all of you guys came alone. Everyone look at them. They all came alone.
But they're not leaving alone.
No, they're not.
No. You're all getting laid tonight.
We're going to do a square dance at the end of the show. Remember square dancing? Did you teach?
No, I'm from Southern California. That's not a thing.
But did you guys do square dancing in your Phi Ed classes?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. It was this weird thing where they took everybody and kind of forced them to touch each other. Like it was always so that people like me could make physical contact with girls, and my sweaty, gross hands would touch theirs. And like you do-si-do and promenade, and you're just being forced to touch people that would never touch you.
I had fancy square dancing. We had cotillion. Did anybody have that? Yeah, it's really, yeah. Cotillion was weird. There was a lady and she had castanets for some reason. That's how she got your attention. Everybody, foxtrot! That was our thing.
All right, who's having the worst time tonight? Okay, good.
We just started.
All right. Well, no, they're all having an equally bad time. All right, one of you guys that came here alone, I need you to be like the secretary for tonight. Because we're going to make a system of laws. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Your name's Ben, right? We met you before the show. Ben, could you come up here and introduce yourself to the audience? Ben's kind of an interesting guy. I think you'll see that.
Sure.
Hi.
Before he told me what he did for a living, my guess was surveillance. He's dressed a bit like a magician. He's got a shaved head. He's very, very, very. His face doesn't change expression much. He could be either about to hug you or kill you.
Thank you.
He looks a little like Anton LaVey.
Anton LaVey?
Yeah. I've gotten Lenin too, actually.
Yeah, you look a little bit like Vladimir Lenin. Yeah.
All right. Well, can you take some notes for us? We're going to try to figure this out throughout the night. What our system of laws should be. All right. Take this down. Take dictation. We, the people of Harmontown, blah blah blah. Put some fancy shit in there. Nobody should ever have to do anything they don't want to do. Everyone should be able to do whatever they want to do. If you wanting to do whatever you want to do interferes with someone wanting to do whatever they want to do, dot, 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 and that's what we have to figure out. We'll figure that out by the end of the night. Now, we were in Atlanta, and somebody said trial by death or something like that.
Fight to the death.
It doesn't really work, because if I want to punch you in the face and you don't want to get punched in the face, then I just punch you in the face and then say, trial by death, and that's just bullying. It doesn't work. You know, then you just have people that want to punch people walking up to people and punching them.
I think the idea of making a bubble throat.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah, you can't do a bubble throat around Dan Harmon because he comes down on you like it's like a sack of bricks. Yeah. I don't think there should be a constitution. How about that? I think the moment you start writing down any sort of law, then that's when you're screwed. That you can say, "Are we guarantee free speech?" That's the last time there is such a thing as free speech, because then for the rest of time, lawyers start closing a big net around what makes free speech. You can't yell fire in a private thing, and you can't say something that hurts somebody's feeling. Free speech is never free again. I think what you're doing right now is dangerous.
Yeah, no, it's illegal. I'm a terrorist. I'm declaring myself a terrorist.
Ben used to work for an organization to fight terrorism.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We met Ben at the bar earlier. What's it called?
It's called the NEFA Foundation. 9/11 Finding Answers.
9/11 Finding Answers. So it's a non-governmental agency, you said, that's dedicated to you. Kind of, or are you going to get in trouble saying what you're saying, or is someone going to kill you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think anyone involved in the organization actually carries a gun in an official capacity, so they'll have to get creative if they want to come after me.
And you're a substitute teacher now, right, Pat?
Yes.
Doesn't that explain a lot about growing up, like in your schools?
And we came into the bar, and he had one headphone in, and Dan, that's why Dan thought he worked in surveillance. And we said, he says, "No, it's much nerdier than what you think it was. It was listening to the works of Tacitus."
Yes, the
awesome. Yeah.
Part one of the Annals.
Yeah, the good one.
Oh yeah.
part two drags a bit. You know. That's our fans. It's a guy at a bar who looks like Vladimir Lenin, and he's listening to Tacitus. That's awesome.
Hi, Aida. Wenn ich morgens beim Yoga die Sonne grüße und sie abends mit einem Sundowner wieder verabschiede, wenn ich nur einmal packen muss, aber 5 Länder erleben kann, wenn ich jeden Tag an einem neuen Ort aufwache und mich dank dir trotzdem wie zu Hause fühle, dann kann ich uns kaum erwarten. Entdecke mehr auf aida.de oder in deinem Reisebüro.
Nicknames for Charlotte, Jeff.
You want me to make one up?
The Queen City. A little offensive. Crown Town. Obviously a reference to Queen City. The Hornet's Nest. Ooh. That's a political one. The home of NASCAR. That's a nickname. The gem of the South. That's adorable. That goes with Queen City.
Why is it called Queen City?
I couldn't understand it.
Queen Charlotte.
Now, who was Queen Charlotte?
She's the queen.
Right. Okay. That's a good guess. And also, wasn't Charlotte the home? Was it, or was it just North Carolina? I was reading something about the only successful U.S. coup d'état happened here in like the 1860s. Not in a good way, really. It wasn't like it was like a bunch of white dudes that were pretty mad about the way things shook out in the Civil War, and they just kind of took something over. It was very complicated stuff that I did not have time to research over a drink. I try to Wikipedia every city that we go to. Incredibly boring town you have here. It's it's very, very complicated. Everything's very nuanced. You have to have like a 300 IQ to understand the history of Charlotte. In Atlanta, we were like, there's railroads and everyone's racist. Or you know, we just kind of, it was fun. In Nashville, you're like, Elvis was invented here. Charlotte, like, you got to really put the glasses on and roll up your sleeves. You should be proud of that fact. And that's why we're going to have a quiet, thoughtful evening in a military bunker here at the Comedy Zone.
Are you guys from here, or is this like a commuter town?
I'm definitely not from here.
You're not from here. Where are you from?
Florida.
Florida, but you have an accent that I can't place.
Yeah, no, I grew up in Newcastle.
Newcastle, okay.
Newcastle, like the
England.
Stephen King company?
Yeah, well, he grew up in a Stephen King
company. That's Castle Rock, sorry. I don't know. Look, just...
Yeah, I think you're making the show too dignified.
Okay. All right, well, you want to spice it up with a...
I don't know.
You want to do a quick rap about Charlotte?
Yes!
Yeah. Let's kick this shit into overdrive.
Yo, 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 Charlotte. Yo, gateway to Carolina. All the mountains couldn't look finer. Looking like titty's gonna stroke 'em. I fucked your mama. I like to poke 'em in the butt. Fucked her in the butt. Fucked your mama all the way down and up. Threw her in the sky. Fucked her in the eye. Put my dick in her nose till she died. I'm sorry, fucked your mama to death. Fucked your mama till she ran out of breath. Dunked her in the pool. Lifted her out. Fucked your mama. I got that clout.
All right.
Okay. Good.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Charlotte. Thanks. Thanks. It's a classy show. I need like a big Masterpiece Theater armchair up here, just a shelf of books.
How are you holding up on this trip so far, Dan? What are we, like a third of the way, fourth of the way through?
I'm good. I like all the cities we're going to, and everybody's been delightful, and everywhere we go, it's just like, you know, the Harmontown fans, they're all, you guys all listen to the podcast, right? I'm scanning the audience for people who don't. I feel like I have to ask this every, because we go to these comedy clubs, and I know some of the comedy clubs, like, they fill seats. Is there anybody here, be honest, that just got convinced to come here and thought that you were going to be seeing stand-up?
Uh-oh.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry.
Dan Harmon created a television show called Community. And now he thinks that he has a right to travel the country and stand up, get drunk on stage, and have no plans, no act to speak of.
Sorry, but in my defense, that you'd get the same from Rob Schneider. He's still working off the same 10 minutes from 1989. I bet you he's going to do Elvis on a Fishhook, and then he's going to be talking about the government for 90. That's not true. Rob Schneider's here next week. Come see him. But I do apologize to the by my count, six people that were duped into coming here under the impression that I might be like a sort of Bobby Lee figure. I do apologize. I could try to do stand up. Give me a topic. Hockey. What is with this sport, huh? It's certainly not for black people.
Oh.
That was my bad.
You can't do a Chris Rock mic drop during somebody else's act.
For the listeners, that wasn't me dropping the mic Chris Rock style. That was Ben dropped his mic.
And I want answers.
I mean, you got a bunch of ice and they're out there and it's like what are you're hitting a puck back and forth and puck? Well, what is that? A Shakespeare reference? All right. Sorry. It probably won't work. If it was that easy, I think everybody would do it. I apologize again. I'll be apologizing throughout the night. I'm certainly sorry to the city of Nashville for what we did there. I drank too much. I think at one point I was naked. I'll do it tonight too for you guys if you want. You wouldn't believe like what my body looks like. It's covered in hair. But the weirdest thing about my naked body is that I'm covered shoulder to ankle in like this Chewbacca coat, but like it looks like I'm wearing a skin socks. Like I don't. Does anyone else have that condition? Like I don't have any hair.
You're like a reverse hobbit.
Yeah. Does anyone else have that happening? Nobody. Okay. I don't know if like
actually it's yeah, kind of.
Oh yeah, Ben. Okay. Keep taking notes, Ben. We the people of Harmontown, such, et cetera, et cetera, having been appalled by the state of this nation, here in this bunker where Hitler killed himself, with sound mind and body, blah blah blah, et cetera, make it sound fancy. We choose to be terrorists and criminals. you guys don't have to follow me on this if you don't want to. You can choose to opt out on your way out. But please buy a t-shirt. All right, let's work the crowd, Jeff.
All right. Do you want some music for this?
Yeah, just some transitional music.
Okay, let me pull something transitional up.
Working the
crowd going outside. You thought I was on the stage, but now I'm nationwide. I'm in your face, in the darkness, sticking mics in your face. It's starkness. Oh shit, what's your name?
Trevor.
Fuck you. Oh shit, what's your name?
Blair.
My condolences. Oh shit, where are you from?
Wilmington.
How do you know when you're finished? Whoa. Get a look at this guy's hat. Make fun of his hat. Go. Oh, where'd you get that hat? Fuck you for wearing a hat. Fuck you for wearing a hat. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I ran out of music.
All right, no. Yeah, take us out of the music.
Okay.
This is not the kind of show I wanted to do.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, that this is Dan not being drunk. This is.
I got out of control last night in Nashville. I'm making up for it with a quiet, dignified show. What's your name, ma'am?
Katie.
Do you live here in Charlotte? Yeah. So you didn't drive that far. Still have your coat on in case you need to bolt. What do you do for a living, can I ask?
I don't have a job.
Okay, all right. How do you know when you're finished? Blah, blah, blah. Can we get you a job? What do you want to do?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to rap! Rap down! Break down! Rap! No, I'm kidding. No, seriously, like, what would you do if you could do anything?
I want to be a TV writer.
All right. Let's give her a job writing TV.
Yeah. You got a couple new shows coming up?
Yeah. I should be writing them right now.
are you stuck in any script points that maybe she could help you out? You could test her chops right now?
Yeah, I guess so. Probably.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Do you like consulting with other people while you're writing a script?
Sure. I guess so. We could figure out something. It was Katie?
Yeah.
All right, Katie, come on up. Let's write a TV show together. Okay, we're gonna walk around this way. You don't have to run. I'm sorry. I just do it because I'm like a little baby. Okay. All right. Most important thing, Katie, is write what you know. Like TV executives, they're suspicious of people who actually want to pitch them ideas and stuff. They want to hear from people who actually like are talking from a place of ownership. Like, so if you go, when I was growing up in Puerto Rico, I had a mother that was so crazy, and then they go, holy shit, this guy's the real deal. We're gonna have like a flavorful show. It's gonna be spicy and amazing. That guy could be lying. It doesn't matter. So let's start with your. Were you born in Charlotte?
No.
Okay. Where were you born?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. So why'd you come to Charlotte?
My family brought me.
Okay. So it's like a kidnapping.
You could say that.
How old were you when your family brought you to Charlotte?
Little. Two.
Okay.
Is that mic on, Katie?
What?
Is that mic on, or are you just very soft-spoken?
Might not be.
Is that
yours? Check.
Yeah, that's
it
on.
Is on.
Okay.
You might need
I'll speak louder.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, so when you were 2 years old, your parents came from New Orleans to Charlotte.
Yes.
Why? Because your dad job, whatever?
Was what?
What? Is it something to do with your dad's work? Or?
No, I think we just had to get out kind of thing. I think we had family here, so we had to come here.
Okay.
I was a child. It wasn't explained to me. I was just putting the car and go.
All right. Well, let's...
That sounds like a good show.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Let me
called child abduction.
Let's brainstorm. Can you take a seat for a second, Katie, and let me just workshop like a first scene from a show about your life. Yeah. I'm making this up as I go. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, you can keep the mic. It's yours to keep.
Everybody here gets to take something from this from the comedy club tonight.
Yeah. We're giving everything away.
Yeah, you all get to keep your chair.
There's 500 empty chairs we're going to be giving away.
Yeah.
Each of you get 50.
It's a Comedy Zone chair giveaway night.
All right, Jeff, would you're a professional improviser. Would you do the first scene of the Katie pilot?
Is this a cold open?
Yeah.
Okay. Katie. Your mother's dead. We're leaving. Don't ask any questions. Smash cut to the car.
Katie was born in New Orleans. Now she's on the run to Charlotte. She doesn't know why. Dad, where are we going?
I got some terrible news for you. We're both werewolves.
But I'm two.
No, New Orleans was going to build the world's biggest moon, and we would be werewolves all the time. We're going to, we have to move north. We have to get away from the moon, honey.
Meanwhile, at the New Orleans government anti-werewolf facility.
Dun, 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 tsh, tsh,
Agent Henderson reporting for duty, sir.
You're late, Henderson.
That's because I go by the phases of the moon.
The scheme of yours to create a larger moon to out all of New Orleans as werewolves is going to cost us a pretty penny.
Sir, with all due respect...
I want you off of this moon case.
You're dismissing me from this unit that I created?
You have exactly 12 episodes to catch Katie and her father before they make it to Charlotte and create a werewolf colony up there.
Then I'm gonna do it my own way. Gil Gerard is Agent Henderson.
Henderson?
Yes?
I don't like you, but I like your methods. Well, actually, no, I don't like either of them. I don't like you or your methods, but I like the fact that you sometimes get results. I want those werewolves back.
Well, I'm going to get them, and I'll show everybody in this whole government facility. I'm a man's man usually, but when it comes to these situations, I get a little crybaby-ish.
Wow. What a complicated, richly developed character that was. And,
you have too many doors.
Meanwhile,
Meanwhile,
at a Comfort Suites just outside of Charlotte.
In the news today, New Orleans had a gas leak.
Dad, it says New Orleans.
Oh, no! Run! Run, Katie! The moon is following us! I'll find you in another episode!
I gotta tuck myself in a crib and tip it into a river! I gotta get away from that moon.
Say, little girl, what are you doing in a river at night all alone?
Oh, Italian gondolier. My daddy got werewolfed by the moon.
Oh, the Charlotte River's no place for a little lady like yourself.
I don't know what to think no more.
Well, you've got a strangely ethnically ambiguous mentor to deal with now. I'll show you how to survive the Charlotte way.
I gotta tell you something though. What's your name?
It's Samantha.
I gotta tell you, Samantha. I'm a werewolf.
Oh, we don't judge around here. We're not like those assholes in Atlanta.
Montage of Katie learning to hone her werewolf abilities through Samantha's weird multi-ethnic tutelage. Over the years, she grows from a toddler to a nubile adolescent.
Katie, I don't have much longer to live. I feel that I did everything I could for you to turn you into a woman werewolf.
But I'm just getting sexy.
I know, but I can't always be here for you. But I will be involved in later episodes via voiceover.
I guess that's cool.
It could use punch-up.
Well, I'm going back to Charlotte. Okay. Wait, no, I'm sorry. I'm going.
What? Did you hear that?
Oh! No! Werewolf hunting ninjas! I'm going back to New Orleans! And that's the end of the pilot, right?
Right. Yeah,
she goes back to New Orleans.
Okay.
So you went to Charlotte. That's probably not how it worked, though, right?
No.
You're saying that wasn't an accurate depiction of your childhood?
It was close, but... Kate,
you are a werewolf?
That's none of your business.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you, Katie, for helping us make that pilot. Still feel like we haven't really gotten you any work as a TV writer. In my urgency to entertain the audience, I sort of forgot that goal. Write what you know. Write what you know.
Yeah. Well, what do you know?
Obviously, I know werewolves, and I don't know. I don't know. I'm just trying
is that
to.
Why, is that how you wrote Community? Because you went to community college for a while, right? Was that where that came from?
Yeah. Yeah. So my next pilot's going to be about a guy that that has no idea what he's doing, and just wanders around being sad, drinking a lot, and doing shows in concrete rooms.
Hey, okay. So if this were
a zombie attack, who would be our leader? Everybody point at somebody like immediately. 1, 2, 3, point.
A lot of people pointing at the English guy.
Well, the guys that came alone pointed at me. Then there's some people pointing at this guy in the front, and then there's this guy.
This guy looks like he's pretty tough. Hey, he's got tattoos. He's got a bald head. What's your name? What's your name?
John.
John, stand up. You big guy? Yeah, he's the one.
Yeah. He's got a little tattoo showing from underneath his sleeves.
Yeah.
He's like...
I think that, yeah, that bespeaks larger tattoos underneath that shirt. John, take your shirt off.
Ben, what do we got on the Constitution of Harmontown?
Read back what we have so far, Ben.
It's mostly interesting pitches for Katie's first TV show. And zombie emergency leadership protocols.
Okay. But also, people should be allowed to do whatever they want to do, right?
Yeah. Everybody should... Drunken ramblings. Right. Nobody should do what they don't want to do.
Right.
And we, appalled by the state of this nation,
pledge
to become criminals.
Appalled, yes. Okay, good. All right. We'll figure it out. We'll narrow it down before we leave Charlotte.
And terrorists.
Right. Terrorists, something about terrorists.
And terrorists.
Who's the most patriotic person in the audience? You are?
The guy from Newcastle. Are you patriotic about American citizenship or about your British heritage?
It's actually born here, so I'm as American as you are. Yeah,
but you have such a pronounced Newcastle accent, though. But, yeah? You were born here and you still have... Is it your parents or what?
No, we moved to Newcastle when I was like 6 months old.
Ah. So you were born in America and you lived there. I got you. I see.
No, kind of. I'm a charming vampire.
All right. What about you, Patriot? Can you come up here for a second? We don't bully anybody at Harmontown. Here, take Ben's mic. Fuck that guy.
I was actually talking to Ben before the show. We went to high school together.
No,
didn't fucking know it.
You're kidding, really?
Nah.
What high school?
Clover High School.
Clover High School.
The town with love in the middle, where the only culture is agriculture.
What was the Clover High School football team?
The Blue Eagles.
The Blue Eagles?
It's weird because they're Clovers, but they...
The,
yeah,
eagle,
so you have to
the
just,
eagle is what makes my patriotism.
You just have to go lateral and just go, fuck it, we're worms, our thing, because we can't be Clovers. It's too obvious. All right, so you're a patriot? Are you like a conservative? Would you call yourself a right wing?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay.
Don't be fooled because I look like Mitt Romney's son.
All right. So you're a liberal, as probably a lot of Harmontown listeners, but you're an America lover. You love America.
I do.
Yeah. Why don't you marry it?
Because
I don't know.
They don't allow gay marriages in North Carolina.
And America's a dude. We know
presumably,
that for sure.
Because
it's got Florida hanging down like a... all right, so you're a patriot. So how can you help refine my constitution, amend it? Like, okay, if two people want to do whatever they want to do, and it interferes, if I want to smoke a cigarette and you don't want to breathe my secondhand smoke, what how do we resolve this?
I keep going back to Lord of the Flies. I mean, you shouldn't just be like, sucks your ass more, piggy. We got to figure something out so we don't end up like Lord of the Flies. I mean, do you want the conch? Should we pass that around?
Well, I've had the conch. I'm so, like, I'm just trying to pass it around. Yeah.
I mean, the problem is human courtesy has just gone out the window. So.
Right. We don't think that people are important anymore.
Yeah.
Am I right? What's your name? Did I get your name?
No, Nathan.
Nathan. Okay. Human courtesy has gone out the window. We're not starting with the idea that people are the most important thing. I do it too. Like if there's dudes like sitting on the street, like I, you know, you step over them, you got shit to do. Like, I'm not going to be the first guy to stop and go, like, okay, I'm not going to work today. Like, hey, get up. Let's get you some soup. Then I'm going to get fired, and I'll be laying next to him, and then, like everyone's afraid of that happening. So we have to form a new society where you go, like, okay, there's a guy laying in the street. Everyone stop. Stop it. Like everyone stop what they're doing. But in order to do that, you have to kind of, like, extract yourself from this machine that we got going on, right? It's not a question, I guess.
No, it should be a people first thing, but we don't care about that because we just don't.
And it's not how we got where we are. I mean, we built a country on largely unpaid physical labor. Like we couldn't afford to care about people. We took over the world by not giving a shit about people. So you know, you can't stand here on stage as a big fat rich asshole and say let's start caring about each other. It's kind of hypocritical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what the fuck am I talking about?
I don't know. I mean,
how do we punish me for my insolence? I'm an asshole. I'm an idiot. Like how do we?
You're not. You really are too hard on yourself, man.
Okay. Well, how do we punish me for that?
We shouldn't punish you. I think if we punish you, that's the problem. We can't punish you. I mean, we just need to. I don't know.
Hug it out.
Yeah. I mean, connect you. I think you're pretty well connected. I mean. You're one of the more generous people. Like you have the courtesy to respond to your fans via Twitter and Reddit and all that shit.
I do give a lot. Yeah. I give a lot. I give a lot to you. You're welcome. You knew. Every time I see something, I try to figure out how I can give myself to it. But I get caught up in songwriting. Good. Okay, that's a good song.
You really do give a lot.
Yeah. No, please.
You really do.
Let me give you the right to not applaud that. I'm very generous. I'm a very generous person. Rap break.
Oh shit.
Nathan. Dan. I fucked your mama, that ain't no lie. I fucked your mama like Jim in American Pie.
Yo.
I fucked your mama in the butt. I fucked your mama said, what? I fucked your mama, that's what I'm talking about. Fucked her in the back so hard, Dave Matthews came out.
Whoa! Wow.
That one was for Jen.
All right, Nathan, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There, give me both microphones.
Wow,
he did good.
What a deep reservoir of talent out in the audience today. So.
Charlotte, that's why they call Charlotte the Paris of North Carolina. Yeah. It's the gem of the South.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
That was Nathan.
Nathan, yeah.
Nathan, you'll have to sign a release form so we can sell that on CD.
Nathan, the patriotic mama fucker. What's going on here?
I was just seeing if this would make me extra powerful. Ben, tell us a story about somebody pooping their pants in your class or something. Like, what's the weirdest thing that happened when you were substitute teaching a class?
Weirdest thing.
Just a random story. Some girl puked in her purse. Some kid took a crap.
I can tell you something that happened at one of the schools I do substitute at. At the school me and Nathan both went to high school at, Clover High School. According to Coach Roach, because we can't hire actual social studies teachers.
Wait, Coach South Roach?
Coach Roach.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we can't. We live in South Carolina. We can't afford to hire actual social studies, science. Teachers per se, so we hire athletic coaches to cover the social studies and most of the cultural stuff. And Coach Roach taught a certain slant on American history. And according to him, he was teaching a class. It was standardized testing. And apparently, one of the female students sat through the entire test and then asked to be let out. He said, yeah, fine, if you're done. And she said she was done. So she started to go. And she was moving very carefully, just kind of shuffling her feet, one together. And she was almost to the door. She had almost made it. Was almost home safe when a turd falls right about there, right behind her.
He's pointing at the stage. falls right about there. That's it. That's the story I wanted. Story about a turd falling down your pants.
I thought that. So Coach Roach wasn't the bad guy in the story. I thought
no.
That was going a very different direction.
Yeah, like, you said he taught a very specific type of history. Like, did you teach turd history? Or,
Was he just really racist? Or, like, what was his.
Well, Clover High School is the kind of high school where you learn that. FDR deliberately kept the fleet in Pearl Harbor so that the Japanese would bomb it, so that we could go into World War II.
Wow. Again, South Carolina.
Right.
South Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because totally you're so different.
Right? Did you know, Jeff, that North Carolina did not secede from the Union until... We were in Tennessee, and we were talking about like how Tennessee was supposedly... There's some contention there of who was the last, which was the last state, because it happened like within days of each other. But what we do know is that North Carolina did not leave the Union until Abraham Lincoln asked them to attack South Carolina. That's kind of an awkward situation. I guess that would be a deal breaker for me too. If there had been a North and South Wisconsin, I would have not wanted to. Yeah. Do we have any racists in the audience? Is there anybody racist? It'd be weird if there was somebody that was like, "I'm racist," and came up and wanted to talk about it. I don't know how we'd handle that, but we've been having a complicated time of things. We're these Yankee Doodles, whatever you call us, and we're coming through the South, and it's obviously you guys are going to tend to be progressive, like liberal. It's not like my crowd is the tractor pulling a crowd necessarily. Nothing against anybody that wants to pull a tractor anywhere. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not an elitist.
You don't pull a tractor. Tractors pull things.
Well, they call them tractor pulls. Get your shit together. But when it's weird when we start talking about the racial stuff and the history of stuff. It's like there's this swirl of like weird. It's difficult to talk about down here because people feel a compulsion to compensate for the history and say like, well, we're not that's not who we are anymore. It's like I don't know what my point is. I don't have one. My point is I don't have a point. You know, Hitler killed himself down here. This is where Hitler died. He just got tired of being Hitler. He wrote his final diary entry. Dear diary, still Hitler. I can hear the war ending above me. Not much use for old Hitler anymore. Guess I'll just tuck it in.
Is it true that he tried the poison on his dog first? Like
dog?
Yeah, he had a dog and he had the cyanide capsule and he gave it to his dog to make sure it was the real McCoy. It's like, he killed old Blondie first before
his dog's name was Blondie. Do you think his dog had a little dog mustache? Do you think Hitler's car had a little mustache on it? Do you think his pencils and things?
He did give the world one lasting gift though. Is that because of that funny mustache? Anytime anybody hates the current president, all you got to do is drop on George Bush or on Obama, and you've really made your point.
Yeah. Yeah. Obama, Hitler. Obama. Do you like Obama? I got a few things to rap about him. Yo, Obama rap. Hey, Obama, I fucked your mama. That's it. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Well done.
that was biting social commentary.
If I invite the American government to come down here and seize this bunker if they don't like what they're hearing, we'll be well out of here. Rob Schneider will be doing his act, and so SWAT teams will come in, haul him off to Guantanamo.
Right now, you could edit together a version of what we've done so far and make a case that you're a bad guy,
like a bad citizen, for sure.
You hate the government. You want to be a terrorist. You try to fuck the president's mama.
I mean, I don't want to be a terrorist. I don't want to blow anything up. That's bad. I feel like I'm protesting too much, like saying like I don't think you should ever have to say that. I don't want to blow anything up.
I made a pipe bomb when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you did too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like I'm too proud of that, Mike.
I
do it for a living.
I used to like my friend Matt Gorley, who's on the Super Ego podcast. We were friends in junior high school. We would like he had replica guns, like actual like working looking fired blanks like Lugers and like Walthers and stuff like that. And we would go, we'd walk into the Whitwood Mall in Whittier, California with guns in our belts. Like our actual, like they really looked like the real thing because they basically were without like the firing pin was gone or something like that. And we made bombs and stuff like that. Like we were terrible people. Like, we would be doing a lot of time now. Actually, detectives came to our school and plainclothes detectives pulled me out for a bomb threat because I drew some girl that was a junior parked in senior parking. So Matt and I drew a picture of her car exploding and a soccer ball flying out because she played soccer. And the fucking LAPD, like the detectives came because it's a terrorist threat.
I remember my friend Dan Ramstack and I made a
Ramstack.
We figured out how to make lights blink with batteries, and we took electrical tape and like wrapped around, and we made this thing that had like blinking lights on them, and we taped it to our neighbor's front screen door and just ran away. And like, I don't know what we were thinking. Like I don't think we thought we weren't trying to say this is a bomb. We were just like we thought maybe they would think it was like a robot or something. But the fucking bomb squad showed up, like because the Google. I had a crush on the girl. This is how I expressed it. You know, it was like, but he showed up and like looked at it and went like, okay, all right, 911. And then there were just guys in white pajamas running around like diffusing this Christmas light. That was before 9/11, Jeff. Everything changed 9/11. I don't know if you guys knew that. Everything changed on 9/11. Right, Ben?
So they kept telling me when I worked for that place.
And then they downsized you.
Yes.
Now you're teaching kids how to roll turds out of their pants. you used to be America's first line of defense against more 9/11s happening.
Against chiefly 18 and 19-year-olds from Damascus, apparently.
Right.
See, me and my friends, we were terrible people, and we used to give substitute teachers a lot of shit. Like, you seem like a pretty intimidating guy. I don't know if I would mess with you.
The way it usually goes is they come in, and they're being little shits because they're teenagers, right? And then it takes one, like, good, excuse me.
Can you give us an example? That wasn't an example, right?
No, that was not really.
Here, let me. I'll fuck around as a kid. Can you make this to your chalkboard, like yes. Like here, and I'll be right. In the back of the right. Class. All right. Shit. Fuck school. Fuck education. I just. All I care about is 2+ pussy.
Donald, we're in class.
No, I demand you misbehave like me. It's peer pressure.
All right, fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck everybody.
Excuse me. There's my fucking mic drop.
Right. Excuse me. Jeff mimed walking away, pooping his pants. We're having a lot more fun in Charlotte than you can hear on the podcast. You really have to feel the... All right, second episode of Katie's CW show about werewolves in New Orleans. Episode 2. What's the title? Somebody say a noun.
Umbrella. Pants.
Umbrella. Episode 2. Umbrella. A nubile adolescent, Katie, walks down the halls of New Orleans High School. Oh. Excuse me? Bump into people much?
Sorry, I was on the way to football practice.
You need to learn some mans. That's Joss Whedon talk for manners.
Wait, aren't you that werewolf girl?
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody knows.
Shut up.
What are you going to do, eat my chickens at night?
Shut up. It's a metaphor.
Chicken lover?
No.
Werewolf lady?
Oh, it's such an apt metaphor for my period. I'm going to the only coffee shop where I feel okay to be me. I'll have a coffee because I'm 16.
Hello, Katie.
The ghost of Samantha.
After I died, I became a barista at this coffee place. Would you like a haunted cappuccino?
This is crazy.
Listen, if anybody starts teasing you, remember what I taught you. You gotta be who you are, Katie. Oh, this came for you. It's a letter. I don't know why it comes to the coffee place.
Follow the umbrella?
So okay. I got to get back to work.
So you really work here. No,
I'm in the weeds, Katie. It's slammed in here right now.
Okay, well, yeah. I'm going to go to this all return right. address right. and see if I can track down.
It's $3.55 for the cappuccino.
Shit.
God damn it.
There.
I was your mentor. You take advantage of me like an asshole.
231 Pickle Boulevard. Knocking on the door. Action set piece. Cling. Cling.
Ah, got your metal shin guards on, I see. The sword's meaningless then.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Wolf woman. CG shot of me flying through the air.
Close the umbrella. The moon, a giant umbrella above us closes to reveal a moon that's it's red instead of white, which is like kryptonite for werewolves.
Oh, it's still a metaphor for my period. I'm powerless. Who are you?
I am Professor... Pandolfo. You see, you've been living under a giant sky umbrella for the last 7 months, not knowing that we've turned the moon red. All of your kind will be extinct.
No. Commercial break.
Gold bond powder!
Is the best powder ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, he bailed on that commercial. You deserve okay, a full commercial.
Let's do the gold bond powder commercial. Okay, so what was the last line? Living under the moon is red, and all your kind will be extinct.
No.
Do your balls itch?
Yes.
Try gold bond powder.
All right. Holy shit, they don't itch!
Coming up next on Fox. Don't miss an all-new episode of Cake Bakers.
Look, I made this thing three tiers and it's got frosting. Bleep you! Bleep you!
Check it out, Freddy.
Wichita! Wichita! Wichita has a glossy coat because of Chuck Wagon. You should give it to your dog. I'm ass head. From Bonanza. And now back to Teenage Werewolf, New Orleans unit. Let me out of this cell. I can sense you with my werewolf powers monitoring me. Son of a bitch. If I could just flash back to Samantha, maybe I would get some kind of wisdom on how to get out of here.
I'm always with you, Katie. I quit my job at the coffee place. I work at the jail now.
I'm locked in some kind of cell at some kind of umbrella corporation.
Listen,
kind of a rip-off.
I didn't raise you up as a young werewolf lady to give up so easily. I raised a strong-minded woman. You're 13 now, Katie. Right?
Yeah, I think
okay,
I am.
Yeah. Because I was dead for a while and we lost track. All right. I'll just tell you. This cell isn't as strong as you think it is.
Think it is.
Think it is.
Rhymes with stinkamiz.
Right.
The company that makes this bolt on the ceiling. A hatch opens. That was easy. Time to kickbox my way to the end of the episode. Psha! Psha! Psha!
Damn it, metal shins!
Psha! Psha! Yeah! I know there'll be more like you in episodes 2 through 12. It's in the way that you use it.
Back to the school.
Uh-oh.
Bump.
Oh. Hey, watch it.
Sorry. Thought you were gone.
You know what?
I heard you went to jail, probably for being a werewolf.
You know, maybe I learned it's worth sticking things out and fighting for what I believe in.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
It's kind of personal, though.
I'm 13. I can take it.
Just want to know, like, when the moon comes out, like, are you hairy everywhere? Dick Wolf.
Freeze frame. All right. Wow, that's a good show, Katie. If I pitch that, you're on board. You're head writer.
Is there a reason why werewolf girls have metal shin guards?
I don't know, man.
Is that a vulnerable part of a werewolf? Is that why?
Ask yourself that. Let's bring Spencer up, our dungeon master.
Oh shit! Yeah. We might have to say goodbye to Ben for a moment so Spencer can take his place.
Yeah, Ben's been using the Spencer table.
All right, Spencer, our dungeon master. For those of you who don't know, we play D&D on this show, and Spencer has traveled all the way from California to join us. Spencer, everyone. Charlotte.
Right?
Spencer, what do you think of how the show's been going?
It's been really good. I've been laughing. Can you hear me back there?
You don't think it's a little weird?
I like weird.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Spencer's toes are fused together, we found out. And you can go on Instagram and you can see a picture of his toes. He has a thing. Do you? Yes, ma'am?
People in our family have that also.
It's called syndactyly. Yeah. That's what it's called.
Syndactyly family members from South Carolina.
I have two other ones.
South Carolina. Yeah. You guys really hate South Carolina, don't you?
They do not want
it. It's like South Carolina. What is the difference between North and South?
They're 50 in education,
and
we're
48. He said they're 50 in education.
He just said, is that true? Okay, that's not really.
It's true. It's true.
Out of the 50 states, South Carolina is 50th. They're dead last. And you guys here are 48.
Woo!
Yeah, right.
Are you like the governor? You're so invested. What's your name?
My name's Henry.
Henry? I don't know. I want to uncork this guy. I want to rub this genie's lamp. I want to know more about North Carolina from, like, what if I just stick the microphone in your face, will you say interesting things, or do I have to be a good interviewer? Okay.
Well, there's not a lot to be proud of when you live in North Carolina, you know, but... the few things we have is that we're better than South Carolina.
Woo! Is there anyone from South Carolina here? Oh, Jesus. Holy shit.
Half, he's
surrounded by South Carolinians.
Fuck you.
Is there a... Can we do it?
Or gas tax. Or gas tax.
I'm going to go out and find... Okay, you got this whole table, South Carolina. All right, what do you have to say in South Carolina's defense over here?
South Carolina's a shit.
Now,
it's hard to argue with that.
Yeah. You can't be proud that you're 50th in education, probably, right?
No, but our education system is broken anyway, so.
Yeah.
They have Bob Jones University, which is like a conservative Christian university. There in South Carolina, actually, in evangelical Christians talk about making South Carolina a homeland,
and seceding from the Union once again, it's a messed up place.
All right. Is there, Jeff, we have a serious human conflict here on the night that I decided we have to figure out a new way to resolve human conflict.
You know what? I'm gonna be the representative for South Carolina, and I'm gonna.
That's not very brave of you. You're surrounded by.
Yeah.
Dan,
I gotta tell you, it's the shit.
But you know, Abraham Lincoln wanted North Carolina to attack South Carolina, and you know, the Carolinas pulled together and said, look, we're both Carolinas. It seems like a logical thing. Now there's all this division again, just because of a simple direction on a compass.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about Virginia? Or so, do you guys care about that, or just because you share a name? Henry, how do you feel about Virginia?
I think Virginia is slightly better than North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Wait, but better than North?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're self-loathing Carolina. Okay, well, we can't trust him.
So it's not that you love North Carolina so much, it's just that it is just a little bit better than South Carolina.
It could be worse.
You just want to hop on our tour bus and come smoke weed in California and be liberal and cosmopolitan. I understand that. Well, you probably grow it a lot here, right? Yeah, of course. Look, this is a...
I'm not talking about, you're exactly right about, it's just the direction of North Carolina and South Carolina. There is a lot to be proud of.
Okay. I'm handing her the mic.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Adrian, and I'm from North Carolina, and there's a lot to be proud of for North Carolina. We have a ton of awesome things here. Everybody loves North Carolina. South Carolina has awesome things. What are you guys proud of? It's just a, huh? Everything. I mean, we have great people. North Carolina has, no, not just NASCAR. That's everything that people pick on.
Don't you guys have like peanut butter pie here? Is that a thing here?
We're not just known. Yeah.
We have every
people,
kind of
South that's Carolina pretty good. People don't just have, I like what you've been saying about getting people together.
Well,
just,
I'm a, yeah.
Hey,
I'm a,
how are you? I forgot your name already.
I'm Dan. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Adrian,
all right.
I came out on a crappy weather night. They've been advertising.
You thought Rob Schneider was going to be here.
Rob, nah, you're way better. I'm excited to be here, and everything you guys have said has been awesome. But we all are here together, North Carolina and South Carolina. Who cares? I have friends all over the world.
Yeah.
And everybody's just here to have fun. It's a comedy. Give it up. Yeah.
Adrian, everybody. Wow.
All right.
We're just having a good time. We don't need to talk about the Civil War and... Who
well, that's my that's
where?
My fault. That's my fault.
No, but you're an awesome guy. We appreciate you coming. We get awesome comedy. We have museums. We have history. We have the mountains. We have awesome stuff in North
She's
Carolina.
She's like an awesome like Sesame Street character. She's just back. She's the only one seated behind the wall. She's like she just popped out of a little trash can. And said,
that's right.
Why don't y'all just love
each
other?
I'm like the cute version of the Grouch. I'm like the sweet. I love America. I love everybody.
Yeah, you popped up to help us love each other.
That's right. They all know me here. This is all. Hey, Blair.
Do you
hey,
know her?
Patrick.
Wait, if she knows you, why is she taking secret pictures of you to Instagram?
Hey,
later?
These are all comedians here. They want to be up there, but I'm not a comedian. I just want to tell everybody to love each other.
Oh,
you know what I think it's time for, Dan?
What?
I think it's time for you and Adrian to do the happiness rap.
Yeah, let's hug it out.
All right.
You're cute. Come on.
All right.
Hug it up. Are we going to dance?
Yeah. Happiness rap with Adrian. Wrap it in the back of the... Shit.
We're at the Comedy Zone in NC. Music Factory. And how come you dance so fast? Are you on something?
I'm a little baby. I'm a little toddler.
Little toddler.
Adrienne, wrap it in the back. I fucked your mama like she was on crack. I put my dick in her butt, put it in her mouth. Carolina, north and south. Whoa!
No!
No, they're the same.
No.
Carolina, it's all just game.
You're just
the government.
White.
Walk with me to the front.
Whoa. Oh, no, I just called you.
The Carolinas, they're all the same. It's just a big government game. Trying to make you feel different. Put you against each other. People fighting brother, brother.
Brother, brother.
Civil War. Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Fuck your mama.
Just love it up. Now we're Carolina. South Carolina. Woo! Everybody, love it out. What's up? Love it out. Who cares? Love it out.
Love it out? I
don't know. Do it. Oh, oh shit. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Love it out.
All right.
Party foul.
Thank you, Adrienne. All right,
Adrienne, everybody. Yeah.
This mic's a lot less hot than this mic. Yeah.
Thank you. Go rock. Thank you for coming here to start.
Do you work here, Adrienne?
No, I just came out.
Because it's cold.
To laugh.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, Dan, actually, it's weird. Adrienne actually died 15 years ago. She is in here.
That's her ghost?
Yeah.
She had snakes for hair. Yeah, that's like a ghost story.
The Comedy Zone is haunted by the most positive ghost in the world.
It makes sense because Hitler died here.
Yeah.
So of course it would be haunted by a very happy lady.
And you're a Jew. So the Hitler's bunker is haunted by a Jewish ghost.
By that's a happy Jew.
Happy Jew. Hey, it could be worse.
Yeah. That's Hitler's purgatory, as he has to walk around his death bunker. And Adrian is just like, hey, hug it out. Hug it out, Hitler.
Hitler, have a sandwich.
Come on, Hitler.
Thin. Would you eat something?
I forgive you, Hitler.
It's okay. Let the bygones be the bygones.
And Hitler's like, this is a way to live your life? This is a place to die? We went to the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam. That was some heavy shit. Yeah. Me and Aaron, I don't know. I'm done with that conversation, I guess. But it was weird. You can't help when somewhere in that serious.
Is the house still there? Do you get to go up into the attic and stuff?
Yeah, but it's everything is like reinforced with like stainless steel to keep everyone from farting on something important, and so you just kind of and her dad demanded out of deference to, because once the Frank family got turned in, the Nazis came through and they cleared all the shit out. So, and her dad said, don't ever furnish it, as a museum. Like all the rooms should be empty as like a symbolic thing. So you're really just, I mean, good for him. I'm certainly not going to tell him how to run an Anne Frank museum. But the customer's always right. It's a little boring. Could use a couple sofas. You really are just walking through reading stuff on the wall that you could probably Google. You could Google a lot of it. They should call it the pre-Google Memorial Museum. I think they literally went on Google, printed the stuff up, put it in a plexiglass frame, hung it on the wall. You walk through, look at the stuff that they Googled. Fuck you, Anne Frank Museum. Sorry.
That's a bold stance, man.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to take it.
It sounds like you've really suffered.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of suffering, I think it's time to play a little D&D. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, let's do it.
That's not what I was going for. We're going to need Aaron up here, though.
Aaron McGathy to the stage, please. Aaron McGathy.
I wish we had a mic. I don't have an idea, because we have a mic pointed at the audience, and it's right in front of your face. What's your name, sir?
Drew.
Drew. Would you take this mic and like we never do this for D&D, like do the sound effects for like anything, like if they say a horse gallops up, like you might do. You can come up and share my mic, Drew.
All right, awesome.
If you're in Amsterdam, still check out the Anne Frank Museum. Still, it's pretty moving.
Here, you
the explanation for the furniture not being there was that so many people were lost. So there can't be anything in the building. It was a little silly. There must have been something else that was going on there.
You don't have to high road me.
I'm yes-anding you. I would hate for anyone here to be in Amsterdam and be like, well, Dan Harmon said to not go to the museum. Like, go.
Is there a gift shop there?
There is, yeah.
What's for sale? Like, not a T-shirt.
Her hair. All of her hair. No, different copies of the book. I bought a bunch of postcards. I was really moved. I was the only one in our party that was super into it.
There's beautiful, like, little shampoo bottles shaped like Anne Frank. And like...
There are flashlights and blankets for hiding.
What? Well, see, when you connect the dots, that's when they boo.
All right, Spencer, get us up to date.
All right.
When we last met, our group had just split up.
Mulrain fleeing the scene to meditate at the sacred grove, Quark thrown onto the back of a deadly candroid, and Sharpie left to clean up the dead after the great battle of Butzalot Camp. Quark infiltrated the great black ship of Darkstar's fleet, checking out various rooms, while Sharpie had the moment he'd always desired with his father. Reaching a new understanding, his father bestowed upon Sharpie the greatest gift of all, his magic cloak, the symbol of leadership of the Butzalot tribe.
I'm sorry, can you pause there? I keep thinking about Adrienne in the back, not knowing what the fuck's going on.
Why?
Like, she just now I can't stop thinking about her point of view. Like she just came in and we're playing Dungeons and Dragons in front of her.
I'm almost certain that she's going to be good with it, Dan.
Okay.
Adrienne, are you on board?
A little bit. I want to tell him what I'm thinking about, too.
Told by the staff that she's the Adam Goldberg of this place.
Oh,
that
okay.
She comes every show.
Yeah, Adrienne, we're playing a make-believe game where you've.
I'm worried about what you said about fucking my mama from the distance. She doesn't want to see this, and now I'm
going to
be embarrassed.
Oh no, we'll edit out where I fuck.
He's
your
not
mama.
Really going to fuck your mama.
No, she's worried. She's worried her mama will hear it and that she'll.
That's cute. I mean, don't.
Oh, then I'll fuck her.
Well, I'll fuck her.
Okay, now we're gonna fuck your mama. Now it's for real. I don't discriminate on mamas. All right.
Happily.
Okay, Adrienne. Right. Adrienne, pipe it.
All right, here we go. No, I was concerned about her, like not having an eye into the. All right, sorry, Spencer. Continue.
Just making sure. Meanwhile, deep in meditation, Mulrain was disturbed by the sounds of a troubled horse. Inspecting further, he discovered a dead woman wearing a belt of gender switching, as well as a tied-up horse. Mulrain put it on and regained her original feminine form. Swiftly, she rode, rejoining Sharpie at Yellow Camp, and together, with the magic of his father's cape, the two teleported, rejoining Quark in the hold of the black ship, just in time to hear the loud klaxons of a warning alarm going off. Shit was about to go down. Go.
Yeah, I was in a blackout drunk. Like,
you put your magic cloak on and you joined me on the ship. I'd been kicking some ass and killing some dudes with some cannons and
some yellow creatures and some black creatures.
Right, and I intimidated a black creature and it was pretty cool. And then you guys teleported up and to join me on the mothership, presumably of Admiral Darkstar.
Both of us?
Yeah, you're both together. Okay. You were that fucked up?
I was that fucked up, dude. Like, listen.
You know, I'm a woman now.
I mean, you guys have no idea. This show is 10 times better than Nashville. They were having a better time, it sounded like, because they were fucked up, too. Like you hear, like, oh, we're laughing, we're having a good time, but I'm telling you, I sound like a maniac. That's why I came in here low-key and was like, you know, I wanted to mellow it out a little bit.
You've certainly done that.
Yeah. But then we ended up kickboxing with werewolves. It was kind of
fun.
That's
true, yeah. Right? All right, I examine the surroundings, Spencer.
You're in a long room. Behind you stands a row of cannons. Their position is fixed, but the housing they're mounted on looks like it can be swung around 360 degrees. The alarm blares, and you know it's only a matter of time before someone comes to check it out. The remaining yellow demon is sliding across the floor towards a large yellow grate in the far wall.
Toward a what?
A grate in the far wall. The door in front of you remains closed.
Could I take the cannon and swivel it around and shoot the door to open it?
Totally.
All right. I swivel the cannon. Stand back, everybody. I'm going to blow the door open.
That's Drew, everybody.
This is great. The door blasts open with a loud explosion. You see the main room. This room is covered in pipes, tubes, metal gauges, and all manner of valves and knobs. Aside from the door you just came through, you see doors on your left and on your right, and a large open hatch on the floor before you. If you remember, Quark, that's how you got into this room. You were
I'm back where I came in.
Yeah.
Got it. And so there's the two doors that I did not go through the first time.
The door to your right has a large sign in a language you can't read.
Does anybody here have a power to read languages?
Can you tell us more about that language? Like, what does it look like?
I'll tell you it's Abyssal, and you recognize it as Abyssal.
Like, so I
you
I,
speak Abyssal.
I do?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, what does it say?
What does it say? Bridge.
Ooh. It says bridge. It's written in Abyssal.
I say we go to the bridge and take this mother down.
Yeah, let's do it.
All the door seems to be locked.
Sorry, I just doing a quick walkie-talkie check. Switch to channel 3, you guys.
The corridor that we're in is lined with doors on either side.
There's another door that besides the one I mentioned, and there's a hatch in the floor that would go down a floor.
Right. I try to open the other door.
The metal door opens with a whoosh, and you can see a large pool of yellowy liquid flesh swirling around.
What is this?
Occasionally, you see a face contorted in agony drift up to the surface before giving a heart-shrieking wail and sinking down to the bottom of the fluid.
This looks like a party we don't want to join, gentlemen.
You see several buttons on the far wall. There's a grate on the floor on the left side of the room and a small door to your right.
So there's a big puddle of yellow flesh goo and a face occasionally is bubbling around in it?
Yep.
And there are buttons and there's a grate.
You see a coalescing figure. It's one of those yellow demons. It rises out of the mush and slides past it across the door. It doesn't seem to be giving you any notice.
Creature! Name yourself!
It doesn't seem to give you any notice.
What is it doing? It's just...
It just slid out of the room.
Oh, he just left?
Yep.
That was easy. Did the buttons say anything? What the buttons do?
The buttons aren't labeled. There's 5 of them.
Hmm.
Are they different colors?
They are not.
What color are they?
The gray.
Okay.
And there's a door that,
to your right.
Can I cast knock on it? Isn't that like a spell that opens locked doors?
Yeah, knock is a spell that'll unlock any lock or, you know, encumbrance.
See, if you guys were laughing
at me. If it's non-magical. You cast it, right?
Yeah, I cast knock like the Dickens.
The door blasts open. This hall is empty, save a human. The human standing in front of a door down the hall. At the sound of the knock spell, he takes notice of you. The man is almost naked, wearing only an orange wrap around his waist and holding a wicked-looking metal whip. He seems to be guarding something. He cracks his whip with menace.
Drew is killing it.
So this guy looks like a bad guy probably, right? Combat is happening. whose turn is it?
The first person to react, I suppose.
I react with my power attack.
Charging through the door, you leap towards the foe with a power attack. 1, 2, or 3?
2.
2. You hit! Striking the arm holding the whip, your sword cuts into his arm wickedly. The man is almost felled. He responds by snapping his whip at you. It's a critical hit.
Uh-oh. Thanks, Drew.
You take 18 damage and fall to your feet.
Fucking hell. So I'm down to... I had 40 hit points, so I'm done. I'm down to 22?
Correct.
Shitballs.
The man seems wounded.
Do I still have my amulet of heal thingy?
It's around your neck, yes, but it takes a while to boot up.
I hit control alternate delete and reboot it.
It starts booting. Sharpie or Mulrain?
I cast Charm Person on this Guga.
You cast Charm Person. He's entitled to a will save. Oh shit, he's kicking ass. The charm unaffects him. It fails to affect him.
I boldly and bravely shoot 2 arrows at the creature.
One of the arrows strikes him right in the neck.
Aha!
It does 10 damage. He falls to the floor, bleeding out.
Adventure.
He's dead.
He's dead?
He's dead.
We got him.
Aha!
Search him. Search his ass.
He's wearing an orange wrap and holding a wicked whip. It might be magical.
I hand the whip to Quark, and I take off his orange wrap.
if only just to see his privates.
You feel better about yourself.
I point at them and laugh.
It's hilarious.
I there's a door behind him.
Yeah,
right?
There's a door behind him.
I wrap the orange wrap around me and go, I'm a guy with a whip. Oh, I'm dying.
No, you know, you're a human. He was a human. You should maybe put on the orange wrap, take your shirt off, and take the whip.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You can go in and you pretend you're that guy and you're a little switcheroo.
Yeah, what's this guy look like?
He just looks like a scrawny, pale human.
So do I, right?
What's your strength? What's your constitution? You're pretty scrawny.
My strength is 9. My constitution's 16.
I'd say you're a well-built chap.
Right. So I don't look like this guy with my clothes off?
I mean, you look more like him than an elf or a gnome.
I say it's worth a try, Sharpie.
I'm going to assume, just what the hell, you know?
Yeah, I mean, can't hurt.
I fold up my magic robes, put it inside his orange wrap, wrap the orange wrap around me, and then walk around with his dumbass whip.
You make a passable disguise.
What's that?
You make a passable disguise. You're not sure, but you're pretty sure it'll work.
All right.
My attraction lessens.
Standing at the door.
After you, Sharpie.
I open the door.
This room is full of metal lockers. They appear to be locked. You also see a large key ring on a small wooden table littered with maps.
Snatch. He saved every one of us. I take the key ring. What was the first thing you said? This room's filled with what?
Lockers. Metal lockers.
Lockers.
And maps on a table.
Let's get that key ring. Hey, check out these maps.
The maps depict the Butts Expanse and the Axebeard Mountains, as well as a large landmass you're not familiar with.
Hmm. Where's the landmass in relation to the Butts a lot?
It's in the water. You can't see any other landmarks that you'd recognize on the map.
Hmm. Take the keys. I pick up the keys and go to, and try to open.
Nice.
I jingle them around it just because it. I lock my Prius and I go to try to open the lockers with the keys.
You unlock all of the lockers. Here's what you get: a loot of charming.
I'll take it.
A power bracelet. 8 good arrows. 8 sleep arrows. 20 V arrows. A chime of opening. 4 beads of force.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
May I have the arrows, gentlemen?
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank
take
you.
Them.
Thank you. Let me just pick these up slowly.
Arrow sound.
What was that? Charm of opening? What was that?
The chime of opening.
Chime of opening?
It's a small metal tube.
Right. Is this like a dick joke?
No, I should have went there.
It's just a small metal tube that opens things?
Okay. There's a little tag tied to it.
A little tag?
To use, ring this chime.
Oh. Okay.
It's a chime of opening.
Okay, all right. It probably works like my knock spell, right?
I don't know. All right, so we gather up all that booty, and we probably take these maps. Are there other doorways in this room?
You see a hatch in the ceiling. And there's no ladder leading up to it. However, a silver staff lies in the corner of the room.
I approach the staff and grab the staff.
Grabbing the staff, you hold the staff.
Holding the staff, I use it to pivot my beautiful woman body up to the hatch.
As you strike the bottom of the rod against the floor, it begins to grow in length. Soon, the rod is at the top of the
hatch.
Now,
this is a dick joke, right?
Yeah, it is.
I have the weirdest boner.
I stroke the staff to thank it.
It pulses.
So can we climb that staff now to get up to the
hatch?
You
get the sense it would be easy to climb such a staff.
All right. I use
I
my...
climb the staff.
We all climb the staff.
You all.
Yes, Adrian.
Oh, shit.
It's all right. Adrian's got a question.
Okay.
We can't judge people in Harmontown for...
What's... I'm not, it's not a question. I just got sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Want to talk about something else?
Adrienne just gave a justifiable critique of how the evening's going.
Adrienne,
it's a little hot here. She's getting a little sleepy.
What do you do? Yeah. What do you do, Adrienne?
Let's not talk about you.
Wait a minute. That's not fair.
If you're bored with us, I want to see you present something.
We will. You just stretch out, Adrienne. Do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, kick
back.
I
don't want to be a bitch, but I don't care how Adrienne feels. I care how everyone else feels. Wait. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, but it is rude. It's okay. I'm sure you're a sweetheart. Maybe you're a little drunk, but it is a little rude. It's okay. You're pretty. Just fucking bury your prettiness in other things.
This is going wild.
Hitler died in this room. It's fine. I mean, I come up here and
I don't care about you disrespecting me. I care about you disrespecting everybody else. I didn't mean to disrespect. Okay, well then just stop fucking talking. Fine. You're gonna be fine. She's fine. She's gonna be fine. You're gonna be fine. I adore you. You're gonna be fine. Just stop talking.
Do I have to make the sound effects?
Yes. Drew wants to know if they fight, should he make the sound effects?
Adrienne, we're climbing a magical staff into a different room. Which sounds very boring. But it's happening.
I'm so happy I'm here.
the American citizen guy that with a completely foreign accent just expressed his total happiness with being here. What was your name again, sir?
Clayton.
Clayton?
Yeah.
It's even a foreign name. So British or Australian
southern,
or
apparently too.
Is it southern?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Where is Newcastle? I still don't.
Is it northern? You don't know?
I'm not good at geography.
Yeah, I know. There's coal there, I think, right?
Yeah,
and beer and a soccer team.
All right. We took a little break. Let's wrap this adventure up.
We'll leave that as a cliffhanger. Thank you very much.
What
was your name?
Drew,
everybody.
Hey, Drew!
Hitler's ghost, or the ghost that haunts Hitler, Adrienne back there.
Thank you, Drew, on sound effects. Thank you,
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Aaron McGathy.
Thank
you, Aaron. Thank you. A very angry Aaron McGathy all of a sudden. I really,
Try to get a voice for the audience. Right. T-shirts, 2 for $25.
She has some support from some parts of the room. It's a Carolina conflict in here. It's like, you know, when we grow up close to each other, we rub elbows. The people that are closest to each other, Jeff, they can really hurt each other the most.
Yeah,
that's what we learned in North Carolina tonight. I forced it, but it's a lesson. Now I think it's time for the it's time to find the best singers in the audience and
she can sing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Come on up, help us out. What's your name?
Hi.
Make a cross
expansion.
Yeah.
I'm a tough guy.
All right.
What's your name?
You don't have to sing well because you were the only. Yeah, we really had to pull teeth to get. Yeah, so you're in the clear. You're fine.
Awesome.
Have you been listening to the podcast as we've been on the road?
On and off, but I don't know the song.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right.
Thank
well, we
you.
Can walk you through it. I think.
Please.
So,
is there like a melody?
Yeah.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down. Pee is yellow. Poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Think you got it?
Something like that.
Try it? Yeah. All right.
I'll help you out with the first one. And if anyone else knows it out there, please join it.
Right.
Drew knows it, right?
All right.
Clayton, you know it, right?
Yo. Yo, North Carolina came to the stage. Got a lot of drunken ladies expressing rage. Got people turning against each other for no reason. I fucked your mama every year and every season. I put some salt on her pussy, pepper on her nuts. I fucked your mama in 7 of her butts. She's got 7 butts because she's a mythical creature. I fucked your mama like the Hobbit feature. It's 3 movies. Why? It was 1 book. I fucked your mama. Don't even look. Turn your head while I fuck her dead. I fucked your mama, I'm sorry, your dad instead. I fucked your dad, I nuzzled his nuts. I fucked your dad in all of his butts. Do it.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down.
Strength.
He is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Urban plight, feeling my eyes. My mind goes across the horizon, surprise. I got concrete jungle, graffiti in my veins. A motherfucker gonna go in the rain. I got pylons and storm drains. Got your mama in the fucking lane. I tried to pass her, but her ass was too big. I fucked your mama, she's a Newton, a fig. A fig Newton is what I meant. I fucked your mama so hard, she put it into the cement. Fuck it.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Sorry.
Turn that frown upside down.
Sorry.
These yellow poop is brown.
I'm so sorry.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Adrienne in the back popping off. Does she have a right? Do you have a right to cough? If someone sneezes, do you say gazoon tight? She says some shit, but Aaron wasn't all right. She said, shut the fuck up. She said, I could talk. If I can do this, then anyone can speak and walk. I walk around the room. Your mama's got a womb. I'm back inside it, and it's gonna be my tomb, Hitler.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Hitler.
Turn that crown upside down.
Hitler.
He is yellow, poop is brown.
And Frank.
Come on down to Harmontown.
A bebop to the boobop beep. I got your mama so hard, I put her in a dungeon keep. I took my shoes off and hit her in the face. I fucked your mama, regardless of her race. I went to the moon and colonized it. I took your mama outside and squeezed both of her tits. Had some milk come out, put it all in my coffee. I said, hey, bitch, you turned me off for ye. And then I started to say other shit, but it didn't really matter because it had been a long night. I fucked your mama, all right.
Come on.
Everybody!
Turn that frown upside down.
Struggle.
He is yellow, poop is brown.
City.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Again!
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down.
Hitler.
He is yellow, poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Slow, soft, and rap. Gonna put a cat in my lap. I just want to stroke it, be gentle and kind. I want all of my brothers to hit pause and rewind and go back to a time when we can love each other. Don't want Carolina brothers to fight. All the mountains are the same out our window. I fucked your mama. It's okay.
Oh shit.
It's Adrienne.
I found Adrienne crying in the bathroom. Explain to her what happened. We'll say it in front of you. I'm sorry I made you feel bad.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Hug it out. Yeah.
Women hugging, everyone loving. Go out to your cars, put the tires of nugget. I don't know about automotive terminology. Starting over. Fucked your mama like her name was Rover. Turn it to sit down and roll. Fucked your mama in a Gallup poll. I said, what do you think? She said, I'm a Democrat. I put her ass in the kitchen sink. Took my dick and put it in a cup. But fucked your mama so hard, she got all fucked up. She was crying the next day. I said, why? She said, I love you. You're my special guy. I said, I'm so sorry. I've been so abusive. I just trying to rap. I get so effusive. I only want to love you. Act like I love myself. Pussy dusty shelf. Sorry. One more time.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down.
Strength.
See the yellow poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
Sing it.
Thank you all for coming, everybody. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Turn that frown upside down.
Let's hear it one more time for Adrienne. Aaron. Danielle for singing the hell. Spencer.
Drew on sound effects.
Drew. Clayton. Henry.
Henry on history.
The South Carolina contingency. Thank you, Comedy Zone. I'm Jeff Davis. One more time for Dan Harmon, everybody. Trevor Ritland, you won a free shirt, so find us.
Spencer, roll some dice. Trevor, you've won a shirt. Go find Spencer after the show. Thank you one more time. You guys are amazing. We love you all.
Thank you, Charlotte. Drive safe tonight. If you buy some shit, find me and I'll sign it for you, talk to you, whatever. We'll have a drink together. God bless you. I don't really know where to put this.